presenters, but it worked out to really fill it out. So as we start this particular class, this is our first active day, because for many of you, you noted that the call was locked out for some unknown reason on Monday of last week. So we'll be going over some of the basic strategies, the beginning points, introducing each other, and starting out with a skeleton crew. But I think it makes a good point, and that is that each one of you, as you begin to start to develop your teams within your NECAN business, we'll find that it's not always feasible to start with 9 people. We've dropped this one clear back to 3 on our startup, unless I've forgotten one, which has happened before. And we will be building back up, maybe not. The key important ingredient for me is that the people who are committed to this are completely committed to this. And so I want to do a quick roll call. Find out if the 3 that I'm intending to be on the call are here, and then it's rather odd because it's all male call with all the males having a first letter of their first name is the same. So Shu, are you with us? Okay, we're one short there. Steven?
I'm here.
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. And Steve Crowfoot?
Here.
All right, great. So we've got to pick up Shu here somewhere along the line. He may be on the mute or he's in the listening gallery line. Shu, if you're in that, you need to do a pop over and dial in again and come in with the 628159 pound, and we'll catch you when you come back on. This program is designed to work with 3s or more. For those of you who are in the listening gallery, we're going to start from right to scratch. I will give you a history of how the program started, where it has evolved to, and who it's intended for, and a lot of that is what we're going to do today. For all of you who are following through, there are some documents that you can use that are helpful in staying on track, but there are also some things that are required for people to have in order to be on track for this system. The first thing we're going to do is to introduce you to pathfinders.biz. It is the place from which all of our information comes, and got some exciting new news from Rick Murphy this last week that we're very near, in fact, maybe already, but I have to just find it, able to run the ignition sequence launch video. And that's one that we currently have to purchase from Blue Ribbon Video or from FocusOnGrowth.com. Either one of those is we purchased this 2-hour video on how to get started in NECAN, and leads up to those who like to be in the leadership mode and move into learning how to do this as a profession, and that's called the Pathfinder Group. Now, we will be operating, one of the great things that's just about to happen is that will become available, downloadable, in an MP3 format so that people can be signed up. Stephen, I know, for example, has a couple of folks back in Pennsylvania, and wouldn't you know it, I signed up somebody from Pennsylvania today.
Wow, in which city?
Long ways from anywhere. It's up in Newfoundland.
Hmm.
Newfoundland, Pennsylvania. And you guys are farther south, right?
Yeah, we're the city I'm looking at is about 50 miles north of Philadelphia.
Okay. And so we're going to be looking at how could somebody sign up there, be able to download these documents, but also download the educational streaming video, which is pretty cool. And that is either here now or right on the verge, so I'm very excited about that. Anyone else on the call that I just plain slipped my mind that you sent me or the indication that you wanted to go ahead and start at this point? Keep in mind that if you're in the listening gallery and it is not you that is ready at this point because you've not sent that information to me, we, as you can see, we do have options now that I broke off the Midwest section of this. We were down to 3, and I haven't heard from Shu yet, so that's down to 2. but we're going to go ever undaunted into the future. The two documents that are going to be most pertinent to this class, one is called Pathfinder 1 Workbook, the other one is the Ignition Sequence Guide. Again, both are downloadable. If you like, you can get the professionally bound versions of those from either BlueRibbonVideo.com or FocusOnGrowth.com. The kits that fit this course, the written materials and the audios and videos, is called Pathfinder 1 Pack and the Ignition Sequence Pack. And the sum total of those is about $150. As you put those together, some of you may have pieces or parts. You can piece them together by ordering the separate pieces from those vendors. But it is required. And so here's the scoop. When you sign up for NECAN, we're going to supply through the Pathfinder system and the Ignition Sequence launch an ability for somebody to come in, and we can determine what is it that they really want and why did they sign up in the first place, what makes them excited about doing this. Then what we're going to do is to teach each one according to their own desire, what level of activity, what level of commitment that they want to jump in and be aware of and perform at. That's the first segment of it. The next segment is just simply the simplest I've ever seen, instructions on plugging you in so that you've got all of the mechanical details out of the way and getting into NECAN. What is AutoShip? Why do we have it? What are the packs? What are they good for? How do they work within your career? Things like that. Then the last piece of that particular document called Ignition Sequence Launch is identifying, after you've got plugged in, you've gotten your gear, and you're ready to go, if you're a person who wants to build this as an NECAN business, then you would identify people that you know that we can begin to talk to. It's called your 100 name list. On the back of that document, it talks about the different packs, the Wellness Home Pack, the Ignition Sequence, or the Wellness Home. It starts with the Wellness Home Starter Pack. Then there's a Wellness Home Completion Pack. And if you put both of those together, you get the full Wellness Home Pack. What we're going to do as we get started in this group is we're going to start working as a networking group with each other. And again, this week won't sound very powerful because we've just got the two players on the phone right now. But as time goes by, and hopefully by next week we'll have this thing filled up at least to six players, you'll find that there are very, very interesting people in NECAN, and they bring fascinating things to the table. They have backgrounds that are sometimes surprising. And as you're building your network business, you're going to want to have these people as support mechanisms around you to refer to people that you can put on the phone for three-way conversations with your prospects. So Steve Crowfoot, would you give us just a background of what brought you to NECAN and what your rank is and why you want to be in this course?
Okay.
Where you live as well.
Okay. I'm from Sandy, Utah. Grew up in Mount Spokane, Washington. So Jerry's neck of the woods. Was in a car accident 12 and a half years ago. Was disabled for 3 years. Components of the Wellness Home gave me my life back. I've been involved with NECAN 9.5 years. Sat executive all this time, and I'm tired of being broke, and I'm tired of watching people around me hurt. I've had people that I know that the products could have helped. A 17-year-old young lady lost a leg last year. A gentleman that was greatly overweight died of a sudden heart attack, that's younger than I am. People that my wife is alive because of NECAN today, and there's a lot of people out there that need to have the same blessings.
Okay, Steve, can you hit star 4? That will give you a little better gain as we...
Okay, hold on.
Your story. All right, and then Stephen Tadashore.
My name's Stephen Tadashore. I'm currently living in Spokane, Washington. I'm originally from just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and originally graduated as a nuclear medicine technologist and worked in that field in various settings, in the clinical setting, and then transitioned into the pharmaceutical sales arena, functioned in that sales capacity for 3 or 4 years, and then went into device oncology device sales and did that for quite a bit, and the travel was extensive. And recently went back into the clinic and finally realized that I was just not going to go anywhere. My wife had signed up in NECAN about a year ago, and I hadn't had the time nor the inclination to learn anything about it at that point, but I started having some profound effects from the wellness home that she purchased. Namely, my eczema had disappeared, and I was sleeping better and just generally feeling 100% better, and just recently decided to make a full-time career change and give NECAN a, and make NECAN my profession.
Woohoo! Woo. That excites me.
Okay. Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm excited about it, and Jerry's been really helping me out along the way, so.
And isn't it odd how different it is from real life?
It sure is. You just have to think completely different, completely out of what you're normally accustomed to in the regular 9-to-5 corporate world or the 9-to-5 world, period.
And Stephen and I just spent a miserable afternoon together, right?
It was actually a lot of fun, Jerry. I thought it was a blast.
Yep, that's what those poor people that are working would have to put up with if they decided they wanted to do NECAN full time.
Yeah, we had a great afternoon. We had a great afternoon. We spent about 4 hours today talking and walking around downtown Spokane to various settings and met a few people that were interested in learning more about NECAN along the way.
Yep, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to take this to real life. We're gonna in this this course, look at the basic minimum requirements. Here's the interesting part about how this course is set up. It's designed not for you. It's designed for the tens of thousands of people who are to follow you. Basically, what you're going to do is to sense and experience what is the learning method, the approach that will be taught to your people. And through this process, you will become, as you work towards graduating this class, it's a 16-week class. The main goal is to develop the structure for a silver distributorship. It is serious, it is intense, but to my way of thinking, only just barely intense enough. The business of network marketing can be done too slow, too hard, and too laboriously, because it is about transferring vision. And as we transfer vision from ourselves to other people, and those people transfer vision to others, that is really the key component of what we do, because the basic minimum and structural pieces can be written down on two sheets of paper and are the second, third pages of the ignition sequence launch. Those basic components, if followed by each person who signed up, that's it. Follow those key subject points, and you could be a millionaire in 2 to 3 years. If you get too rambunctious and get too many other things hanging on your Christmas tree, it'll fall over and the branches will break. Stay simple, stay beautiful. My sense in this course is that, yes, indeed, as we build this group, it's going to start small. Sometimes we have the ability to rock and roll and hit the ground running and have replacement people in the wings. But I'm going to boil it down to people who absolutely commit to me that they're completely into it. In fact, there were 11 people that weren't ready when I went through the basic commitment format for this. I will not submit those who are ready to those who are not. Because far too often in our world, we are in a society where everybody is told to slow down for the slowest person. And in this, we're going to maintain a sanctuary of just the opposite. You either stay on the porch, what do they say, you can run with the big dogs or stay on the porch. This is the place where, who is appropriate for the Pathfinders? This is really sort of an important point. As this program began to be developed, it was developed for leaders who wanted more. And then it was picked up on the outside by others who said, holy smokes, the results that you're getting through this program are unheard of in our industry. And when we looked at the silvers that were being developed through this process, they appeared for all the world after 4 months in this group. These silvers that were graduating appeared much stronger than the platinums that we had out there in nationwide. And that became intriguing to the leaders across NECAN North America. It is because we do not lower the bar. If we're going to climb Everest, many will suffer and some will die. Most will not make it. But for those who do, it's worth every instant and every lesson learned along the way. This course is designed for those who subscribe to I will do what it takes and we'll get it done. I want to honor them by having other people around them who follow that credo. And there is a group of people who know that they're not up to that, who are going to be listening in the listening gallery. It puts some hot lights on those who are in the seats. But there's a tremendous comradeship that's developed. And it teaches you what your people will want to know. It'll teach you what your people will want to experience as they grow and develop into their own NECAN businesses. And they then know that it's like climbers climbing up a mountain. As you develop the first leg, you'll leave your pitons in the rock. You'll leave the rope for the next group to come. And then they, in turn, will set up a more secure system. And then the next group that comes up will set up an even more secure system. And the next one will put the ladders across the crevasse. Or if you will take the idea of Pathfinders, the very first group through that survives the struggle is like the first group that mapped out to the Panama Canal and went through the jungle and suffered through the diseases, but when they went through, they now had the idea. Then the next group came and established a trail, a viable, walkable trail. Then the next group came through and made that trail into a primitive road. The next group came through and made it into a more viable road, and then the machinery came in, and then the canal was beginning to be dug, and then it was built, and now not only can you drive from one end to the other on a highway, you can also go through from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic or the Atlantic to the Pacific through some intricate, the largest, most amazing system on the sea.
Hello?
Because one group leads to another. Well, we got wrong phone there, Katie. So that's what we're designed to do. I like to look at this Pathfinder system as being the specialists, the ones who volunteer from the regular rank and file. You see, for all the people who sign up for NECAN, we determine which ones are ones, twos, threes, fours, and fives. The ones, in fact, if you'll open up to your ignition sequence guide, and this is the tool that we want to have in front of us every time we get together on this call. On page 4 of the ignition sequence guide, it is determining, or it's page 1 of the ignition sequence launch, what type of business a person will build. A person who is a consumer is one, and they just buy things and that's it. A wellness builder is somebody who wants to purchase things wholesale. They sign up as a NECAN distributor, and they'll if they want to become a wellness consultant, then that's something they can move on from there. The third option is to be a wellness builder with extra income. They make about $100 to $500 a month. Option number four is someone who wants a second income. They wish to make a second income that will build to the size of their initial income or beyond. And option five is a primary income. Those are people that want to make $100,000 a year and above and want to build an international dynasty. Everybody has their own choice. Everybody fills in their own blanks. Something that we want to remember as you begin to bring people into your business is that 80% of all of the people in NECAN will be below the level of four. There'll be ones, twos, and threes. And out of that 80% of the people who come in those levels of ones, twos, and threes, you'll get 90% of your income from the twos and threes. So we want them to be happy about their NECAN experience. We want them to be able to come to calls like this and listen and learn, but maybe that's just not their deal to be under the hot lights. Maybe they're not in a position where they're moving to do the detail work that's required to become a four or a five, and we want to incorporate those people and give them the opportunities to listen and learn. The fours and the fives, it's time to put on your hiking shoes and go for the big time. When you show up with your stuff. So we're going to be reviewing right now what are the requirements to be commit yourself to the Pathfinder program. Number one, Pathfinder 1 is a four-month program. Participation is required for the entire four-month period. This is from page 4 in the Pathfinder workbook. Again, that's downloadable. And it says, you'll have your tools, and your tools include the books and CDs and DVDs. That's through those kits I'd already mentioned. They're used for the education and to build your business. There is a Pathfinder 1 pack that can be purchased from Focus on Growth. Number three, you will have purchased either a business pack or a wellness home pack and be on autoship. So we do have people in the listening gallery who have many of the requirements for being on this call, except for the business pack or the wellness home pack, and so they're learning until they get that. If you're all following along, at any point you've met the criteria and you've been following the classwork, you can let me know, and you can pop right into this class at any given time. So, next one is you need to be either have attended or register for Humans Being More training. And this is also a requirement for retaining the rank of silver. And in fact, the previous requirement, when we had the Wellness Home Starter Pack or the Wellness Home Pack, the reason that you have to have those three of Pathfinder is our goal to go silver. If you don't have those, they won't let you go silver. Next up is the 100 name list. You need to have something to work from. Without pre-qualifying, write down at least 100 names of people you know. And this will be the starting place to begin your NECAN business. The spots to fill in for that are on the Ignition Sequence launch document and in the Ignition Sequence guide. So choose one. I like to use that format where you just have one page with 25 or 30 names on it because it's just as easy to carry around and it's easy to peruse those documents real quickly to see who you need to keep in contact with. There are other documents later on that we'll be learning through the breadth of this course where you can get more in-depth details on people who move from the prospect camp to the serious prospect camp or to the distributor camp, and we're obviously going to need more information for them. Another thing is that you need to be coachable and teachable. Regardless of a person's life experience and how successful they've become at things before, they may be successful, but they've never been successful at NECAN, and they've never been successful at Pathfinders. Why? How do I know that? Because I'm the one that signed you up for the class. Once you get through Pathfinder 1, then you're going to be moving to Pathfinder 2, which is the big one. It is unbelievable. And one of the parts of the requirement of that course will be to be a teacher of or support this course. So you'll hear some people coming on this call throughout that will give their information and their background as additional supports for this call. Seven, the weekly activities. You'll share the business opportunity with at least five people a week. These are called ABCs. At this point, we want to be real clear about what an ABC is. An ABC is simply using some NECAN tool. Could be your upline, could be a crossline, could be a video or an audio, could be a product, it could be a meeting. Anything that presents NECAN where you're kind of a bystander watching it happen, that's an ABC. There are times when you will be the A in the ABC. And there's going to be more and more times as you go through the course where you will be the A, because if you do this properly, within 3 or 4 weeks, we should be working with other people's people that have already referred you to someone other than themselves, or that people have signed up under somebody in your group. You then become the A in an ABC, but we'll talk about that. You need to attend a core wellness preview. Steve, you've been around for a while. What's a core wellness preview?
Weekly meeting.
You're again. I need you to either star four or you're maybe using a headset. I need
you. Oh, there we go. Sorry, I had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
Core wellness preview is a total wellness home preview at somebody's house. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, let's try the other Steve. I'll call you Steven.
Okay.
Steve Crowfoot, what is a core wellness preview?
Core wellness preview is the...
I think yours is just too light, Steve Crowfoot. Is there any way you can...
How's that? Is that better?
A little bit, yeah, and then speak up.
Okay. Core wellness preview is preview either an in-home or a that goes through the Pathfinder program, or a hotel meeting that goes through the Pathfinder program.
Okay, now this is one that has never been very well defined previously. We knew the core wellness preview was pretty solid. If you all want to get an idea of what a core wellness preview looks like and sounds like, there's one available on pathfinders.biz. If you go to the opportunity overview or the business overview section, there's two people presenting with a PowerPoint, a business overview or a core wellness preview format. The idea is that you're going to give the whole picture of NECAN. Where many business meetings or where many NECAN meetings break down is where people get so long-winded on the product technologies that they never cover the whole picture of NECAN. That particular presentation is designed so that a person can take a look at NECAN from almost the franchisee standpoint. It is not the retail presentation. The reason that was not well understood by most of the rank and file before was that there was no format for the retail presentation. The retail, like in-home or office or business presentation. In the retail presentation, we want to take a look at what are the problems that a person might come to this program with. And what technical or technologies do we have to apply to that, or what strategies? In a retail environment, then you would supply the ability for them to purchase it on site. It'd be a pretty simple question to ask: do you want to buy it wholesale or do you want to buy it retail? Those who want to buy it retail, pick out the items, we'll have them sent to your house. What's your card number? That is more what the in-home wellness preview is going to become. The wellness home walkthrough. It's designed to give an overview of the products and to give people a chance to take a look at those products and make a purchase. There is a second way to look at NECAN, and Rick Murphy just describes it this way. He says he was going through a Subway restaurant, and his purpose for being at Subway was to build a sandwich. When most of the people, again, remember 80% of your people are going to be twos and threes, they're going to go through that format. Come to a wellness home presentation, they might buy some things right there, they might sign up, they might bring a few friends, and they're going to be nonchalant in the process. But when he got to the end of the counter, there was a little plastic case there that had folded up brochures that you could take, and it said, how would you like to own your own franchise for Subway? Call this number. Can you all imagine that there would be a different presentation to somebody who's looking to purchase the franchise than there would be for those people who are trying to make a sandwich? There would be a far smaller number of persons going through that, but the numbers that you talk about would be very different. The goals would be very different. Well, the core wellness preview is more or less designed as that franchisee looking at the franchise. Stephen, does that seem fairly clear?
Yes.
And have you been to a meeting that you could say seemed like that kind of presentation? Where it was a franchise presentation?
Well, I think I could. Probably the Thursday night meeting that's out in Spokane.
But wouldn't it be nice if you knew exactly what kind you were going to go to and that you could predict it so that you knew what you were inviting people to?
Absolutely.
Because people sometimes will get confused as prospects, and they'll also be further confused as distributors when they try to introduce someone or they try to bring a prospect to a meeting who tells them that they have a pending bunion surgery and they can't think straight because their foot hurts. Take me someplace where they're going to talk about my foot. And they go to a meeting and we talk about geometric progression, network marketing, and growth. Can you see how they might feel like they've been blindsided?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great if you knew beforehand where you could say the products that are going to address your foot will be available at this venue, and I hope you can bear with us because we are having this meeting for a different purpose, but it's our best chance for you to get a chance to see. So I would watch it just with interest at the overview. And then we'll get right to your foot as soon as it's over. I think most people are pretty pretty forgiving when we give that kind of a caveat before we get to it. But on the other side of it, if you've got a person who wants to see something more like the franchise presentation, if you can say to them, we're going to go to a wellness home walkthrough. Watch who these people are, their passion for the products, the fact that revenue is being done there, and imagine that you're going to have in your franchise people doing those kinds of things all over town. That would be an okay reason to take somebody to that, even if they wanted to see the franchise meeting. So that's kind of a long-winded way of saying that's what a core preview is. A core preview is getting us to get down to really asking people. Now, I know that it would probably be really neat if you could get your knee to bend properly again, but what do you really want in life? Oh, you want to pursue something that has lasting value? You want to be able to be at your kids' games? You're sick of somebody telling you where to be and what to do and never being able to make ends meet? Maybe you'd like to do what we do. It's a blast, and I'd love to have you take a look at it. if you had people that were invited to a meeting with that kind of an opening, it would be a whole lot less confusing. We'd get right to the point, and I think we'd be a lot more clear. So that's what a core wellness preview is. It can be done in your home, and it can be done in a business setting. What they're doing in Texas now is they have, in Austin, for example, they may have as many as 17 or 18 wellness home walkthroughs going on in town in any given week. They have three business overviews, which are core previews, per week, and they do them at noon. Now they've got their large NECAN meeting, where it's sort of like a rendezvous of all the old trappers, where they come together a couple of times a month in an evening hotel preview, but they've got 300 and 400 people doing that. For you, as you begin your own business, you may start with just you and Fluffy the cat, but make sure you get one done every week. All right, back to the point. We want our weekly activities is that you need to share the business with at least, or share the opportunity with at least 5 people a week during, with ABCs. Attend a core wellness preview. If you can't attend one, you have to give one. If you have to give one and there's no one there but a painting of Uncle Billy, do it anyway. You want to be on the weekly accountability call, or no, you're required to be. And then you complete the reading assignment in the CD or DVD that we're going to be going through. Those of you who are in the gallery, we oftentimes find that some of the best education we get will be listening to the Texas group go through their call. As they go through their call, they'll be covering a certain topic, let's say going silver. And when they cover that topic, each one of the people on the call will relate back and forth to each other what they learned, and there'll be some teaching done by Terry Latham and his assistants who are previous graduates of this course. That call is also another requirement of this group. As somebody graduates from this group and you become a silver and you've got a budding team underneath you, and you've got your team that you want to start and you have 3 people or more, you can start your own accountability call just like this one, because they will be getting their educational piece from that Texas call. Here's where we're going to get ours. It's a little different from the previous call, or the call that I'm running at 8:30. And that is, you're going to go to focusongrowth.com and go to, I think it says P1, P2 archive. And then you'll listen to week number 2. That would be for this week. Every week prior to our call, and next week you'll listen to week number 3. Every week prior to our call, you will have listened to that and have the ability to relate back to the call. And then you can, each week on the accountability call, you respond to complete or incomplete. That's indicating the successful completion of the required weekly activities. Here's the rules. And this one's real easy to slip up on because we've just gotten into this habit in our lifestyle. If you have done your 5 and you've had your core preview and you've listened to your Texas call and you've been on the weekly accountability call and you've got the CD and DVD done and you've done your reading, you get to say complete. And we'll hear some of our people on this call saying complete plus and giving that number. So it might be complete plus 5 or complete plus 2. That means they've gotten their 5 required ABCs plus. Then the next thing is, on incomplete, we really are going to, I will call you on the table if you try to explain why you're incomplete. Here's the premise. In the working world, as we try to get done what needs to get done to bring you home, it does not matter to anyone but you what you can't do. And because it matters to you what you can't do, it will dismantle your ability to do it. We don't care what you can't do. You are not allowed to state what you can't do. You are not allowed to state what you didn't do. You are not allowed to state why you think you didn't do it. It has no pertinence whatever to the subject. You either have complete or you have incomplete, and when you state incomplete, and sometimes we just have to get out of the habit, you are not allowed to say almost complete or, gee, I wish I could have filled in this, but with there is a strange meteor hit a double-decker bus 4 blocks away from where my phone was. The thing careened out of control, ran over a manhole. The guy shot his hammer up in the air, came over and smashed my phone just about the right time when I was going to call somebody 40 minutes before this call. So I only got, who cares? Deal is you're either complete or incomplete. Second month of the program, the 9 participants, and we should be up to that by then, will be arranged into 3 teams of 3. The purpose of the teams is to expand the power of the P1 program, providing additional support, processing, and assignments to the accountability. Okay. Now, this is on page 4 of the Pathfinder workbook. I know there are people within the gallery, the listening gallery, who would like to be participants but are in our, that are not in my personal downline. You are welcome this week to contact me and fill in the gaps and just be players to assist us to get this group done. You will need all of your other team members to make sure this happens. So give me a note on my website or my email, jerrywhite4@comcast.net. Or you can give me a ring at 509-981-4021. And conference call, everybody seems to be on the new number. That has been changed to 641-7, or it's 594-7502. PIN code is 628-159-pound. As we go through the workbook, you're going to start writing down the other participants in the group, and that's page 6. And so we're going to talk about the tapes and tools, the background, why did you choose the business. What you're going to think about on part of your assignment this week is, think about how you're keeping your why in front of you. What is your 1-minute catchphrase? And we've got time, so we can talk about how to develop the 1-minute catchphrase. We're going to be reading the book, Listening for Success by Steve Shapiro. It's about a 45-minute read. Should be able to get through it fairly easily this week, and I think it'll be a real life changer for all of you. So everybody in the gallery, everybody on the team, read the book, Listening for Success. Now, the catchphrase. Have you all ever been in a situation where somebody says, what do you do? We're going to be actually orienting ourselves to achieve that question. Steve Crowfoot, can you remember the last time somebody asked you that question?
Yeah.
Do you remember your comeback when they ask you that question?
Sure.
What was it?
I help people build businesses and create financial independence, both physically and also financially.
Physically and financially. Okay, great. Did they ask for more information, or did that just fall on the floor and you just both watched it squirm around?
They asked what I was talking about.
And how long ago was that?
Couple weeks.
Okay. Steven, when was the last time somebody asked you what you did?
Today.
How did you set it up?
Just by discussing what the person's profession was and how they liked their profession, and they asked me what I did, and I told them I was in nuclear medicine, and I said, well, I just recently switched from nuclear medicine into working for a Japanese company that had some awesome technologies. That's kind of how I would.
One of the things about a catchphrase that I really want to impart to all of us on the call is that a catchphrase has to be something that throws out a couple of interesting pieces. If you were to tell somebody that you're a janitor or a policeman or a teacher or a brain surgeon, you pretty much have this job description that kind of flashes in your head, right? And as a result, you know what their response is going to be. Or you've already made a judgment about that person, what they do. You kind of have a broad understanding. And if they said, hey, how would you like to do what I do? You would be able to measure that. Now, what if a person said, I'm a network marketer? Do you have the same clarity in your mind of what they do as you would if somebody said, I'm a brain surgeon? Steve Crowfoot, I'll let you handle that.
Definitely not.
And, okay, Stephen, what do you think? Is there a clarity about what is a network marketer?
No, absolutely not. I had no idea what a network marketer was in the not too distant or not in the near past.
So can you remember, or can you imagine that if you were to run around asking people to join you and then said it was network marketing, you might as well say we're stuffing worms for Spanish rice. And they go, what in God's green earth does that have to do with anything? And no, I'm not interested in that. People are afraid of what they don't know. Now, there is something that we can use as a device that's pretty interesting here. And this is real important for all of us to learn right out of the chute. We're going to be in the job, our business job number one. If you don't do this, you will not get paid. I will guarantee you there is nothing else we get paid for in NECAN but making appointments. That's it. Period. End of subject. If you cannot make appointments with people, you will not have a business ever. You can have the greatest website in the history of mankind. You can have really cool looking drawers in your file cabinet. You can have the best product knowledge of all time, and you will have no business whatever. So if what our job is, number one, is to get an appointment, we have to come up with ways to have people say, you bet, I'd love to sit down and talk to you about that, or geez, that'd be interesting, or yeah, I'll show up for an appointment. If you can't get to that point, the rest of this class is totally and completely useless, and in fact, will make you crazy. So we have to get to a point where we come to as many appointments as possible. So Steve Crowfoot, what are some things that you might use to help somebody be aware that you want to set an appointment? How do you get somebody to show up for an appointment? What are some of the things that you'd want to know about them?
What they do? You want to form them? Find out about their family. Find out what they do for as far as occupation. Find out what.
Well, what if you found out their family and what they did and their occupation and what that was like and their recreation that they did? And you found out all of those things, what out of all those things would you use to help ensure that they may be interested in coming to your meeting?
You would have to pay attention to what they're saying and relate, make a statement or, you know, an invitation that's going to fit what their needs are, not what our needs are.
On a scale of 1 to 10 right now, Steve, how good do you think, how well do you think you do that?
Probably about a 2.
And Stephen Tatasciore, based on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you do that at getting people, being back on people and getting them to say, you bet, I'll show up and actually get there?
I would say probably in the same range, 2 or 3.
So I'm going to ask both of you, what do you think is missing that makes you not get up to the 7 or 8, just gut level? So Steve?
Not taking the time.
Taking the time to do what?
To listen to, well, not taking time to be with them and know what they are, what they're about, and also knowing what questions to ask.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to make a point here, and it may be sometimes you guys are going to get grilled, so we're going to have to recruit some more people so you don't feel like you're into the hot life so much, but here's a point. Does it make sense to all of us on the call and those of you who are in the listening gallery that not making the time to listen to someone else's needs or not making the time to engage in your business is a choice?
Totally.
And so, Steve Crowfoot, what are the things that lead someone to making the choice not to pursue new things with diligence?
Fear, past failures.
Fear and past failures, okay? So you've chosen to say that it's very important to you on a day-to-day basis to use the psychological block of fear and past failures. You choose that as a more important thing at that moment than the advantages of VCAM. Is that right?
I would say that I've done that in the past, yes.
And so what are the advantages to making the other choice?
To have things change your life.
What are the... So if you were to stand at the threshold and say, I would like to make different choices, and one of those different choices that I'd like to make is that I would like to present to somebody an option, and I choose not to care whether their outcome is left or right, would that be a choice that you could see yourself making?
Sure.
And then you choose to make a presentation to somebody. Can you see if you release the outcome, you become more powerful?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want you to remember that this week, okay? Now, we're running near the end of our call here, and I'm gearing up for the next one, so I want to make sure your homework is clear. We'll be reading the book, or Listening for Success. Your homework assignment is going to be, how do you keep your why in front of you? And I'm going to ask you to do one other homework assignment. This is one that I give specifically to brand new people. That is, I want you to become masterful listeners. You're going to become aware of the people around you. You're going to become an observer so that three times every single day, you're going to make somebody smile and feel good about, better about themselves because you pointed out something that was good about them. Now, Steve Crowfoot, does that sound like a difficult task?
Nope.
Why?
Because I can make a decision to do it and do it.
And if you... Do you think that you can keep your eyes open for somebody who's either, they look great, they smell great, they do their job well, they sign their name with a great flair, they wear really cool coordinated pants and shoes? Would you find those things about them?
Sure.
What do you think would happen if you did it three times a day? How much rejection and fear would you experience?
None.
Okay, good. I want that mindset. So, Stephen, do you think you could do that 3 times a day?
Yes, I do.
Can you see where I'm going with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're creating a great rapport with somebody, and they will drop down their guard, and they'll be more accepting of who you are and the message that you're trying to give them.
And, you know, if we learn to do this and become fishers of information. As Stephen and I were walking around today around the mall, one of the things that we were beginning to focus on is it does not matter whether the person you're talking to even gets an inkling that you're going to present to him. What matters is that you're learning more about the world around you and what makes people tick. What matters is that you're just being amazed at the human beings that are out there and all the great diversity that there is and how it all interplays and how one piece fits with the other. And when you have that innate curiosity and just total fascination about cool stuff, it's a very interesting thing. And Stephen and I ran across that a couple times today. So, Stephen, one of those was when, did you notice where I just would all of a sudden pop in, a question would come to my head and I just wander towards some store just to answer that question?
Yes.
And really what the following of that is that you are now going to, or if I was going to go in, like, for example, we went in and Kim, I think she could be a great one, right? I didn't count her in our count by the end of the day.
Yeah, but she could be, yeah.
And what did I go in to ask her about?
For a pen and paper.
You know, I mean, I'm walking down and just go, oh, I forgot the paper. And I was looking around for a place to try to buy paper, and I couldn't find one, so I thought I'd go in and ask somebody if they knew where to find the pen and paper. And that was probably one of the easiest conversations we had all day.
Yeah.
So it really is going to open up conversations. So for those of you who are in the listening gallery, be aware that your homework assignment for you and whoever your accountability person is exactly the same thing. Go make 3 people smile and be grateful that you came into their lives because you pointed something out about them that was special. When you come back next week, we will teach you the next phase, but we will be doing our opening and we will introduce you to a few more people on the team at that time. Same time, same station. So now let's prepare, and thank you all for being here, because in the next 2 minutes, we'll be jumping on the call for the people who are going into the week number 6. So thanks a lot.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
When you say how to keep your why in front of you, what do you mean the why?
The why is what gets you out of bed every morning and makes you want to do this.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard your voice in a long time. How's your little boy doing?
Oh, this is Brad.
Oh, Brad, okay. Oh. Okay. Brad, are you supposed to be on that call? Yeah, you're a member, man. You better, you're the one I was, Brad, doggone you.
What?
You're supposed to be with Steven and those guys answering questions. So from now on, you're now no longer anonymous.
Okay.
All right. That's it. So your question was, what did I mean by what?
Why. So that's why I get out of bed and do Niki.
Yeah, exactly. Your why. Because here's something to remember about that why, is that it should bring tears to your eyes.
Okay.
And for some of you, it's going to be some of the most interesting stuff that comes back on that. And one of the things is, Rich, are you on? Rich Bella? He's on the next call, but he's got one. Yeah. Hey, Rich, can you relate back the why that you had when your 2 little girls had to come out of daycare? You remember that one?
Yeah. It's devastating when you put the amount of hours at work and look at your kids and you know, going before you, and you start like missing moments of it, parts of life. why. For me, it's just to bring my family closer together. My wife and I work 6 hours a week. All the money in the world is not going to solve that problem. You know, if you have to continue to work for it at that rate.
That rate.
And for me, it's like building my residual income type business. It's that kind of why. Finding other people with a similar why. It's kind of like rewarding in itself to see other people enjoy their families and bring us all home.
And Rich, can you hit your star 4 for our call too, just so it'll crank it up? Wasn't yours the one where when you went to pick up your daughters, the daycare provider had quit that day?
Yeah, we definitely had one that quit because your youngest daughter I had actually had broken her arm. She actually got fired. That daughter. That was like one of the best times of my life was watching. I had cancer, watching my daughter under someone's care, broke her arm. But it helped them out in recovering like 3 weeks faster.
Now, I want you guys to see I don't know if there was some rustling going on in that, but this is one of the most kind of, I think, stunning whys I ever heard when I heard him tell the story. And basically, imagine yourself going to pick up your little girls from daycare because you live in a very sort of expensive place to live. And so mom and dad both have to work. There's just no way around it. So put your two little girls into daycare and find out when you go to pick up your youngest, what was it, about 8 months?
That's only 12 months. That's the time she broke her arm.
And you go to pick up your baby, and the daycare provider quit or got fired in the middle of the day. No one was around to answer questions, and you find out that your baby's arm is broken. And I remember Rich telling that story at first and saying basically, whatever it takes for me to never put my kids in that environment again is exactly why I do what I do. Can you see why that why just jumps out and grabs you right by the gizzard? And he can sit across the table from Donald Trump and say, Mr. Trump, sir, this is exactly why I do what I do, and I'm going to tell anybody. We got a real problem with somebody's got some extra sound there, and I think if you called in on your listening gallery number, just go ahead and mute your phone. That should be helpful to us. If you're on the listening gallery, go to *6, and maybe that'll help us to clear off that. But that's what we mean by a why. It's some reason that's so compelling. It's about who you are.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, good.